precious Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful once again, Master, that we have this place to be in your divine presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you did for us in the morning services, Lord. Thank you, Master Jesus, for greatly that you did and accomplished in the midst of your people. Lord Jesus, it has always been that when we come here to your house, we don't go back, Master, the way we came. We always go back better. We are very, very grateful. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for today already has not been an exception. We are grateful on today. Master Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we look unto thee for more of your help, Lord, more of your blessing, more of your anointing, more of your inspiration, more of your understanding, more of your revelation. May you grant unto us, Heavenly Father. Lord, may you speak to us and may you hear to us, Master. Lord Jesus, may your spirit accomplish his righteous purpose. Lord, while your servant preached these sermons, O living God, help us, Heavenly Father, Lord. It is just our portion to remember what he has preached. We don't have any revelation of our own, Lord. Lord Jesus, we just commit ourselves to your great holy hands, Master. Help us, Heavenly Father, and have your way in our lives, Father. Lord Jesus, you taught us that by this message, we will have rapturing faith, O living God. Lord Jesus, we've had them already this morning. Had to what you've given unto us, Master. See us through, Master. At the end of this service also, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service once again this evening or this afternoon. So let's take our Bible as we read from the book of Genesis again. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, from verse 7 to verse 14. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and burned Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hands upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou art not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be seen. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So we continue from where we stopped on Wednesday. The service on Wednesday went the way God ordained it to go. So some of the things I said in that service, if you want to hear in the words of Brother Abraham some of those things that he said, you can look at Rising of Jairus' daughter, paragraph 50 downward. Rising of Jairus' daughter, that he preached in 56:07-31. We are not going to read this evening. We are not looking at it again. Then, Imperfect Faith, paragraph 103 to 111, 6308-25E, from paragraph 103 to 111. You can read it yourself. Praise the Lord. Now, I just thought of sharing this with us. Maybe it will help somebody. My daughter wrote a question yesterday, and it's in light of this that we are going through. I don't know whether she listened online or like she always asks questions. So she has this question. She said, "Dad, how can I put faith into action?" That's the question she asked. "Dad, how can I put faith into action?" That's the question she asked. Well, with my little understanding, I just try to answer her. She has asked me a question that I didn't answer because I've not seen where exactly Barbara said it. So I couldn't answer her. I said, "Daddy, you have not answered my question." I said, I don't know what Barbara said about that as of now. So I can't answer your question. So she has asked me so many questions. But this one, I didn't need to look at it. At any sermon because I know what Barbara said about this. So with my little understanding, maybe it will help somebody. Just listen to how, in the little way, I answered her. He said, first, your faith must rest on a promised word of God, inspired unto you. That is the first thing. That is the basis. Brother Brown said, God can do what is not written in the Bible, but sufficient unto us to believe what he has written in the scriptures. Praise the Lord. So that's the first thing. Your faith must rest on the solid rock of the word of God. So, because I didn't know where she's coming from. I didn't know what she meant, what she wanted, or what she was looking at. But generally, your faith first thing must rest on the solid word of God inspired unto you. Now, let's continue. Let me continue reading. That means you have a substance of what you hope for. The evidence of things not seen. Then what you cannot do naturally, start doing in faith. God told Abraham that he will have a son by Sarah, who was barren. Abraham went to buy things the baby would need. A man who had a foot or a bad foot went to the meeting of Abraham with a shoe he has just bought, believing that he will wear the shoe home from the meeting. That is how to put faith into action. God bless you. That was my simple answer to her. You see, the reason why we are preaching is to build faith in our hearts. Because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord. How is faith inspired in us? By hearing the word of the Lord. In the case of Brother Abraham, Brother Abraham can go into visions. Yes, that is a prophet. But we cannot go into visions. What we have is the word of God. How are you saved in the first instance? Is it not the word of God that was preached to you that you had, that you believe, that you believe you are saved and you walk yourself into it? The same way, this word must be inspired to you. It will come by the way God speaks to you. When you hear the word, something is fired into your heart. You hold on to it. Don't let it loose. When the word of God is inspired unto you, please, brethren, don't let it loose. But that is your victory. May God help us. And that is why we preach. I don't know what you need. I only trust that by the grace of God, reaffirming these things, we inspire faith in your heart. You will hold on to it, and God will bring it to manifestation. God bless you. So, we'll continue from where we stopped last Wednesday, God helping us. Now, but Abraham said, when God called, you know, we are looking at the life of Abraham in this sermon, Jehovah Jireh. When God called Abraham, God called him to separate himself. That is part of the thing that we look at in the at the cross overnight. God said he should separate himself. And that is the way God calls for separation for his children,
From Genesis 1 verse 4, God has been separating light from darkness. And in the book of, all through the scripture, God calls for separation. Now, if you look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, that's where God called Abraham to separate himself from his father's house, from his kindred, and from his nation. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 17, Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of the Lord, said, "Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers." Together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what comfort hath Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Saith who? The Lord said so. Separate yourself from unbeliever, anything that is unbelieving. And Abraham said, working with unbeliever will do you what? A lot of harm. Okay, let's finish this one. And touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Almighty. Let's stop there. And if you go to Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, what did he say? He said, come out of her, my people, that you not be what? A partaker of her plague. Come out of denomination. So God has been always been separating his believing children from unbelievers. It is thus said the Lord. May God help us. So God called Abraham to separate. But Abraham taught us, the Bible taught us that Abraham went with his father and with Lot. And along the line, trouble started with Abraham and with Abraham as S-man and Lot's S-man. That was what Abraham said. You separate yourself from me. If you take the north, I will take the south. If you take the east, I will take the west. And then that was when, what did Lot do? Lord had the opportunity of getting, of making it the first choice. And what did he do? What did he do? The Bible taught us he looked at the area of Sodom and Gomorrah. He pitched his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And what Abraham said, that is the way may believers always do. Let me try. And Abraham said he lost everything that he had, just as we had this morning. Okay. And of course, he pitched his tent toward the big time in Sodom and Gomorrah and backslide. All he had was burnt up later, just like every lukewarm believer will be. Praise the Lord. Then I want to read this side. After Lot separated from Abraham, what did God, what happened? We'll see that. Let's read it. We'll see that in paragraph. Which one should I take first? I want to read the two sermons I have here. From the two sermons I have here. That is, you see that in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 to 18. Okay. Let's first look at Jehovah Jireh 57:08-10. Paragraph 29C to 30. Can you get it fast? 57:08-10. Paragraph 29C to 30. Okay, 29C. God bless you. But then, after Lot separated himself from Abraham, Abraham was dwelling in the land. And God appeared to Abraham and told him that the whole land belonged to him. All of it is yours. Look east, west, west, north, and south. Is every bit yours? All belongs to you. Walk through it. See what it looks like. Oh, that is what's the trouble with the Christians today. You are heirs of all things. Well, brother, if I bought a house or somebody gave me a house, I will go through every room in it. I will go down in the basement. I will go out in the garage. I want to know what I hold. That is the way it was when I got saved. These are God's promises. So I just went right through and claimed every one of them. They are mine. You know, it's just like getting into a great big package. Did you ever get into a big package? You look around. It all belongs to you. By one spirit, we are all baptized into this big package. Every promise is yours. Something lose a little eye, get you a step ladder and go up to it. Look it over. It all belongs to you. Every promise is yours. Every promise is to the believer. Heirs of all things, all belong to you. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the one in 570106, Jehovah Jireh. 570106. Paragraph 34. 570106, Jehovah Jireh. Paragraph 34. Now listen closely. 570106, Jehovah Jireh. 570106. You are not there. 570106. That is 50 years in 58. Okay, let me read it. Now listen closely. If you will, just for a moment. Notice that as they went along, after he separated himself from Lot, God appeared to Abraham. And if you want him to appear to you, separate yourself from your unbelieving associates. Get out of that bunch of stitch and sow parties that they are telling dirty jokes in and so forth. Get away from that thing. Associate with people who believe like you. Who love you, who love the Lord. That is right. Separate yourself. Then when he got himself separated, God said, Abraham, look to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. All this is yours. I give them to you. Said, walk through the land. See what you like about it. That's good. I like that. When I separated myself from all different kind of isms, And others. Days of miracles is past. The Holy Ghost said, you know what? Every promise in the book is yours. Just look through it and see what you've got. Amen. You know, it's like a great big package. You know, we are baptized in this big package. If it all belongs to me, I will go around, pull this drawer out and see what I got in it. Belongs to me, man. Look at this. Look in this corridor. Back in here. Test these things on this bench. I look it and I like to look around and see what I got. At it once in a while. And if something lose a little high, I will just get me a ladder and get up there, examine the thing, see what it is, look in every crack and corner, because everything belongs to me. And that is the way you are when you become a Christian. Every promise in the book is yours. Page through it. See the good thing God has gotten for you. Don't stay in the little cold, tattered, and wait. Get in a whole big gastronomical jubilee. God has got here for you. Amen. Hold on to it. God said so. That settles it. Praise the Lord. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I'm trusting in his word divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Praise ye the Lord. That is the way it should be for us. We should claim every promise in the scriptures because they are ours. May God help us. So that is after God is separated himself from Lot. That was when God said, look everywhere, look everywhere. They are all yours. Deborah Abraham said, God made a covenant with Abraham. How did God make the covenant with? Don't forget, Abraham said, the covenant that God made with Abraham is unconditional covenant. And it's to Abraham and what? His seed. Praise the Lord. It's to Abraham and his seed. How did God make the covenant to Abraham? That is in Genesis chapter 15. Abraham asked God, since you said all these things belong to me, how will I know it? Okay, God said, you know what? Bring me a 3-year-old heifer. Bring me a she-goat of 3 years old. Bring me a ram of 3 years old. And a turtle dove and a pigeon. But Abraham said, because God was trying to make a covenant with Abraham. But Abraham said, Abraham, when he brought the animals, you know, God asked him to bring animals and birds of birds. God asked him to bring them. Abraham killed the animal, he caught the animal in the middle, he cut them into two. The heifer, he cut them into two. The she goat, he cut them into two. The ram, he cut them into two. But the pigeon and the turtle dove, he did not cut them into two. Why? But Abraham said, everybody knows that the turtle dove and the pigeon represent healing sacrifice. Praise the Lord. And Abraham said, God changed the law to grace. But God did not change healing from the Old Testament to the New Testament. It's on the basis of your faith in the word. Do you want me to read it? Oh, God bless you. Okay, no, Allah. Let me read it to you. Yes. That's, let's look at... Alright. That is... 57:8-10. Let's look at paragraph 35 to 36. Paragraph 35 to 36. 57:8-10. 57:8-10. 35 to 36. Let me see, is it in paragraph 45, 57:1, 45. Excuse me, no, I'm dealing with two psalms now. Don't worry, I will get it. Okay, let's... 57:08-10. from paragraph 31. Now Abraham was then getting old. He said, Lord, how will I know this? Now I want to show you a little something here. I want you to listen quietly. God told Abraham, he said, go get a heifer of 3 years old, and a sheep, and so forth, and turtle doves, and cut them in the middle. But don't divide the buds. The buds was put in hope. Now, if you are spiritual and understand, the bird is always the sacrifice of healing. Are you there? Okay. The bird is always sacrifice of healing. God changed from law to grace, but healing is always being on the basis of what? Faith. That is it. Notice, the pieces are part in two, and then Abraham watched the sun as it went down, and kept the boss off. And when it got dark, listen close, when it began to get dark, a deep sleep fell on Abraham. God was going to show now this to you. Okay, let's leave that part. Part 32 now. Notice, Abraham, I'm going to show you how I'm going to do it. And here in 15th chapter, I believe, it is a beautiful picture. Now, Abraham was put to sleep by God. Now, you don't have one thing, Abraham, that you can do to save yourself. But I'm going to save you. I'm going to show you how I'm going to do it. Now, he put him to sleep, so he will be out of the picture altogether. And we are not saved by works. It's by grace through faith. We are saved, not one thing you can do to be saved. Not one little corner will you turn to merit anything toward your salvation. It's a free gift of God by grace. That is right. If you give me $1,000 and I say, well, I will straighten up your tie, sir, for that. A little thing like that. Yet, you never give me the $1,000 for I did something to merit it. That it is absolutely a free gift of God, that is salvation. And that he knocks at your heart and say, do you wish to have it? That is all. So notice, Abraham went to sleep. When he did, watch the routine of this. The first thing he saw was a horrible darkness. That represented death to everyone of Adam's race. And after the darkness went a smoking furnace. Every sinner deserved to go to hell. Death, hell. And then the next he saw was a little white light. Blessed be the name of the Lord for that little white light. And the little light went up through these sacrifices. And it went right in between each one of these slave sacrifices, writing or making a covenant, showing that through this sacrifice that he will save Adam's race. Notice, God was making his covenant unconditionally to Abraham. Praise the Lord. Abraham then said, in the Orient, that is the way they make covenants. Abraham said that when they are making covenants, they take animal. Abraham said in America, when they want to make covenant, they just write the agreement and shake, go to a canteen, eat, and read the agreement, shake hands. Will you do it? I will do it. They shake hands. That is agreement in America. Abraham said in Japan, After making their agreement, they take a piece of salt, throw it on each other. That is the way they make covenants. But in the day of the Orient, in the time of Abraham, how they make agreement or covenant is that they will take animals and kill the animals and cut it into two. When they cut the animals into two, they write the agreement. We agree to do this, so, 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 and so, and so, and so. They will now cut whether it's on the skin of an animal or on a paper, they will cut it into two in a way. One will have one part, the other will have one part. They will now raise their hands to heaven, standing in between the animal that they cut into two. He said, if any one of us fail in this agreement, let either of us be like this animal that is cut into two. That's, and they now take the agreement, they go. And when they bring the agreement together, it must dovetail. Praise the Lord. To show, in other words, it must continue. The writing there must continue. And must make sense that this is what agreement they made at this time. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Abraham said to we believers, that was the agreement. Brother Abraham was showing to Abraham that through Isaac, Christ will come. And through Christ, he's going to make a covenant with the Adam falling race. How is he going to make that? Let's look at it. I will just read one. Let's read that one of 57:08-10. Now, how God is showing Abraham, if we had time to go into it, but here is what it was. God was showing that through the seed of Abraham will bring Christ, his own son, through Isaac to Christ, and that on Calvary, God took his own son and tore him apart. He lifted up the body and set it on his right hand and sent the other part, the Holy Spirit, down on the church. And when the rapture comes, it will have to be the same spirit that was on Christ. We have to dovetail with that promise, or it will be rejected. No wonder he said, except a man be born again, he will in no wise enter the kingdom. It has to be the same Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost has to baptize every believer, or it will be the same spirit. And contrast, that was taught at Calvary. Think of it. How that ought to make the Pentecostal shout anyhow. Think of it. The unconditional covenant. God said it has to be. And he tore apart soul and body of his own son. He took the body and sent the spirit to the church. And that spirit can come into the church today and perform the same miracle, showing, and the people will laugh at it and walk away from it. How do you ever expect to make the rapture or go in to see God? There we have. Maybe we never see that before, but that is the truth. Now you see why it is necessary. You've got to be born of the Spirit. The Spirit of Christ has to be in you, because it has to be the same Spirit. Take your body to join, to be joined with that body. The same Spirit was tore off of Christ. Tore out of Christ, our Jesus. And if that Spirit is in you, it will make you do the things that Christ did. It will make you live the life that Christ lived. And Christ asked me, and Christ was about the Father's business all the time. No gagging about at show or an entertainment. It was about the Father's business. Praise you, the Lord. The same thing that God did to Abraham, the covenant that God made with Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, he has made with his believing children. By Christ Jesus coming to die on the cross at Calvary. That is why when we have that spirit, then how can you be lost? It's not possible for you to have that same spirit that God tore out of Christ and sent to the church, and you say you can be lost. Oh, mercy. But Abraham says, God is not an Indian giver. Know that he's going to lose you tomorrow. I will not save you today. What a businessman God will be. God forbid that. Praise you, the Lord. Now, but Abraham said, when in Genesis chapter 17, God came back and revealed himself to Abraham when Abraham was 99 years old. God came and revealed himself. God told him, in the Bible you read, I am the Almighty God. Abraham said, but that Almighty God means what? El Shaddai. Praise the Lord. In Hebrew language, it means El Shaddai. Yeah, Almighty God. So God said, walk before me and be made and be thou perfect. Abraham said, that El Shaddai, Almighty God there means El Shaddai. And Abraham said, El Shaddai means that Shaddai there means breast. He says, like the breast of a woman. He said, it doesn't mean one breast, but double breast. Praise the Lord. God appearing to Abraham as El Shaddai. God told, in other words, God telling Abraham, you are a little boy. Though you are old, 99 years old, but then you are a little boy to me. He said, come and nurse from my strength. Praise the Lord. Abraham said, what does a woman do with the breast? He said, she feeds her baby with the breast. When the baby is sick, what does she do? The mother takes her to her bosom and feed her breast milk. By that, she's doing what? She's taking strength. She's gaining strength from the mother. Baba said, that is not the only thing. Baba said, that satisfies. I said, a baby will not be taking breast milk and she will still be crying. Have you ever seen one? Naturally and normally, when the baby is taking breast milk, he's doing what? He's enjoying himself. Oh, sure. And that is the way we are. Brother said, that is the way we take the promise of God. Brother said, that breast means healing and salvation. He said, it also means the Old and the New Testament. It's there in the message. Our time is going. It's there in this message. He said, it's both the Old and the New Testament. He said, when we take, we should stay on it. Oh, mercy. Let me just read one. El Shaddai. Okay, maybe we should take 57 this time, madam. 57:01:6. Fifty-seven, 1:06. Yeah, I think this is encompassing. This compresses everything. Paragraph 36. Okay. Abraham looked through the land. Okay, let's go to paragraph now. The paragraph 36b. And God called him out, and he said, Abraham, I am El Shaddai. I am the Almighty. Now the word El Shaddai comes from the word bosom. Means like the woman, the breast. I am El Shaddai, the breasted God. God with two breasts, like the woman. What does the woman do with the breast? The baby that is sick nurses the breast. And when he does, the little fellow may be weakly, he may be sick, but he lives on his mother's breast and nurses his life through the breast. Nurses life to himself and strength to himself through the mother's breast. And notice, that is the way God was to Abraham. Said, Abraham, you are an old man. You are 100 years old. But I am the breasted one. Just take a hold. Stay right there. Stay with it. I am your creator. I'm the breasted God. Not breast, but breasted. Salvation and healing. Both. Amen. He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes we are healed. And he still El Shaddai, the breasted God, who forgives all of your iniquity, who heals all of your diseases. And that is breasted is New and Old Testament. Take them either one. Hold on to God's eternal promise and nurse from the word of God your physical and spiritual health. Praise the Lord. The blessed God. Not only that, but the word means the satisfier. The little baby, when he is announcing, is not only getting strong, but he is satisfied while he's nursing. He quit fretting. He quit swing. He quit fusing. He just lay against the mother's bosom, and he rose his eyes around and say, I'm getting bigger and better all the time. No more crying. And that is the way you have when you once get a hold of a promise of God. You start nursing from the promise, your strength. Every day, I'm getting better and better. Praise the Lord. But you that is not Abraham's seed, why? You are going to look at your symptom. Oh, look here. I'm not better. May that not be a blessing. Praise the Lord. How good is our God? Our God is wonderful. When even medical help cannot help us, God said, come unto me. Oh, mercy. Our God is good. When there is no help anymore, when there is nobody to help, when all hope seems to be gone, God said, come unto me, all that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you what? I will give you rest. Praise ye the Lord. Our God is good to us. Oh, mercy. How we can go to things. Oh, mercy. May God help us. Somebody sang a song. He said, Ibiti Mugba Koja, Lawaka Sekini, Nenga Soda. Oh, Jetu Mara Mida, Lawaka Jay, something happened to them. Oh, may God help us. May God help us to know how to thank Him. Let me share one thing with you. Last year, December, I think it was around November or thereabouts, a parent in our school, who I know him very well, we just heard that he's sick unto death. What could have happened? Somebody I saw maybe a month before, and now we learned that he's sick to death. What could have happened? What happened? Said the wife was crying that her husband should not die. Our husband should not die. She called the proprietor. I think somebody told the driver. The driver told the proprietress. The proprietress now called her. She was just crying. My husband should not die. My husband should not die. The man was doing well. He was making money until he had to send his daughter to who graduated from us to a private school. We likely paid about 1.7 million to send his child, first daughter to a private school. So the proprietress connected her with one other parent that is one of these religious prayer group. So just December, I think it was it not around December, either 25 or 26, maybe I think 25 or 24. The proprietress called me. I was in the market. The proprietress just called me. I couldn't hear what she was saying. So later somebody also called me that the man is dead. Oh, mercy. Is this man eventually died? Later this year, I learned he told the driver that he said he heard something from the dreams. And that started his problem. And we learned they spent about $3 million in the hospital. He couldn't recover. So he came back. They were looking for how to use other herbs. They spent $3 million in the hospital, no help, no way. And he continued like that, until he died just December, either 24, 25, or 26. Do you see that? And these are the things that God delivers us from on a daily basis. Do you think the enemy wants you to still continue to live? Satan does not want us to see 2025. But God still kept us. What did not kill you in 2025? We God allow you to kill you in 2025. What did not kill you in 2024? We God allow you to kill you in 2025. If your time is not up, Abraham has taught us, if a man's time is not up, nothing can take his life. You see how God, our God is to us. Daily basis we face those attacks. Daily basis, we have people that hate us everywhere. They don't know, they don't like the way we do things and the way we do. Mercy. Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy. But God saves us from all those attacks. The Bible says, he that keepeth Israel, do not walk, do not sleep nor slumber. Even when you are sleeping, your God is not sleeping. Praise be the Lord. May God help us. Let's continue. So God appeared to him as Eshed. He said, you should not from him. Baba said, the same psalm Baba said, God said, not from me, from old and big, I will not you to young man. Praise the Lord. Just as we try to round up to close, let's look at Jonah, paragraph 570106. 570106 from paragraph 38b. 38b, 570106. We try to close from there. Are you there? Jonah, you know a man that had a good case of symptoms. Was Jonah. If there ever was a man that had a right to have symptoms, it was Jonah. He was backslidden, and he had his hand tied behind him, his feet tied on a stormy sea, and thrown out. And a whale swallowed him and went to the bottom of the sea. Now, any fish that feeds goes back and rests its swimmers on the bottom of the ocean. Feed your ghost, I mean goat feed, and watch them go right down and rest there. Just float. Now, he swallowed this creature on a stormy sea when the boat was about to sink. And he went right down this big fish and lay down on the bottom of the sea. Many fathoms deep, lying there resting his swimmers. And Jonah was backslidden, hands and feet tied. And in the belly of the whale, vomit all over him. Seaweed wrapped around his neck in the bottom of the ocean. Brother, there is nobody here that bad off. Nobody is bad like that here. But what did Jonah say? Everywhere he looked, it was symptoms. He looked this way, was waste belly. Waste belly this way, waste belly that way. Everywhere he looked was waste belly. You know what he said? They are all lying vanities. May God help us to take the scripture like that. Baba says, anything contrary to what God says is what? A lie. They are online vanities. I refuse to look at it. He said, once more will I look to your holy temple, Lord. For he knew when Solomon dedicated that temple. He said, Lord, if thy people be in trouble anywhere, and pray, and look toward this temple, then hear from heaven. And he believed Solomon's prayer. Praise be the Lord. Jonah also knew that Solomon backslided after. But he knew one thing, that God said he has heard the prayer of Solomon. And he knew God will not change his mind about that. Whether Solomon backslided or not, God has said he has heard Solomon's prayer. And that is true forever. Praise the Lord. So he wasn't looking at Solomon's backsliding. He was looking at what God said. Praise the Lord. So let's continue. Okay. And he believed Solomon's prayer. And if Jonah, under those conditions, with that kind of symptom, could look at a heavenly temple, where a heavenly man who later backslided and who believed and be delivered from under those symptoms and refused to see them, how much more ought you who have feared with the Holy Ghost. Don't look toward your earthly temple, but a heaven where Jesus sat at the right hand of God with his own bloody garment, making intercession on your confession. Is the high priest of our what? Of our confession. And is the high priest that could be touched with the feeling of our what? Infirmities. May God help us. And thousands are being healed everywhere. I refuse to see anything contrary to God's word. God said so. That settles it. I am Abraham's seed and here to all things. Oh my. Get that done. Not in the intellect, but get it done in your heart one time and watch what the devil does. You will see his red light going over the hill, running over the hill. That is right. He can't stand that. Praise the Lord. May God help us to take God like that. We'll stop here. Be of good courage, brethren. God spake unto Joshua. When over the river, God pointed the way. Let us one each one as we run up. Let's think about these things. That is what our God is to us. The same God that was like this to Abraham, who God gave unconditional covenant, is the same to us today. Rabbi said, you say, how I wish I'm like Abraham. Rabbi said, wait a minute. God made the same unconditional covenant with you. If you believe it, God help us.
Oh God.
service will not be complete without us praying. We've heard from the Lord. He has spoken unto us. Why don't you speak your heart desire to him before the servant will round up the prayer or the service this evening?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Have any special request, you can make it known to God as we offer this simple word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for giving unto us this opportunity again to sit at your feet and to learn of you. We thank you for this message, Jehovah Jireh. Lord, is one of the sermons your servant the prophet preached in so many ways, speaking about it and Abraham and the rest of it. Lord, over 40 sermons in that area. Because of its importance, it's the foundation of Christianity. We thank you very much for the things you have taught us this evening, how you have stirred our faith. We bless your holy name. Dear Father, Lord, you have told us in your word that you will supply our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Your prophet has told us that when it becomes a need, you are obligated to supply it. Dear Father, because when the need is there, then we will cry unto you. Even we look at Ishmael, that was the wild child when he cried unto you. It is written in the scripture that you heard the voice of the lad. Not praying, just crying for want of water. The word said you heard the voice of the lad. Because even though it's not even a spiritual seed, it's a natural seed. You know about the coming to this earth of that child. And there is a purpose to fulfilling your program. You came down and supplied the need of that hour. Because we are Jehovah Jireh. Not to talk of we that fall in the line of the royal seed. We thank very much. Your promises are yea and amen. And Lord, they are eternally true. And you are not a disappointment. Though sometimes we ask for our wants, which your prophet said, sometimes we ask for things that we don't need. Sometimes a little boy can ask for a razor blade, even though it's something that is being used for so many things, but a little child can use it to wound himself. And he also thought of a little boy who has not even grown any beard, asking for the father's shaving stick. He will use it to wound himself. Lord, when we ask for something to injure ourselves, oh, Father, don't give it to us. But the things that we have need of, that your word has expressly put in place, that we have need of in this spiritual journey and this earthly journey, to be able to make everything to work for our good, may you supply them, Heavenly Father. Give us faith that when we see your promise, who hold on to it tenaciously. Because the word has said that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. And we have just asked how to put faith in action. Lord, is to first of all acknowledge what your word has said, your promises, to put our faith there, to hold it tight in our heart, not to shift from it, and then plead your promises. Help us, Heavenly Father. These things, may the Holy Ghost put them together in our heart. May it be watered by you, dear God. When we had end of it, may be on your sin, dear Father. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will supply. The prophet said, in the month of the Lord it shall be seen, that when it is needed, it will be of the sin. Lord, we see throughout the scripture, there was no time that a need arose that you did not meet it. Up to when people came to hear you, when there was a need for physical food, even though it was not available, but you brought it on the scene. When you were taking your children through the wilderness, though there was no food there physically, and there was no market to go and buy it, and yet your people are in the line of duty, you brought food down from heaven. Lord, we have looked at it from back and forth and forth and back all through the scriptures, that you are not a disappointment. You are not a failure. You never come too late. Any need that is a need, genuine need of your children, you are always there to supply. Do it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us victory over our personal wants that is not according to your way. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your daughter that came to the altar, grant her needs, grant her desire. Thank you for her healing. May you perfect it to the glory of your name. All hands that went up for one end or the other, may you supply, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, you are good to us, Lord. You have shown your mercy unto us. We have seen your grace and your mercy and your favor in the land of the living. May your name be glorified. Evermore, feed us with this bread of life. Thank you, Eternal Father. This week that we have started in a wonderful way, may be glorious unto us. Bless the students. Make all their needs go possible, Heavenly Father. Lord, the workers, may you bless them, dear God. They are going out and coming, may be ordered by you. We pray, O God, for business and for prosperity, Lord. Lord, what they are aspiring and trusting you for, as long as they are faithful in all that you request of them, we know you are also faithful to your promises. May you grant their desires. May you meet their needs. May you bless their effort. Rebuke devourers for their sake. May you prosper their father. May you establish them, Lord. Enlarge the coast of your children, like the coast of Japheth, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Make your children well and healthy. The older ones among us, on account of age, today aching, tomorrow weakness, and the rest of it, may you put strength in your people, Lord, for your glory and for your service. Let it be eternal, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We look up unto you for this week for another round of blessings, because we know that your fountain is inexhaustible. As we are in expectation, may you meet with our expectations, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Everyone that is sick and afflicted among your people, may you perfect their health. The woman that came in, Lord, with some of your children in the morning and listening to the service and she was prayed for, may the Holy Spirit follow her up, Father. Heal her body. Through that, save her soul and that of her household. Thank you, gracious Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petition. As we dismiss to go back to our homes, you brought us safely, take us back home safely to wherever we are going, whether far or near, Lord. Thank you, Master, for granting our petition. Everyone you have used today to do one thing or the other, whether to preach or to interpret or to listen or to sing special or to play instrument or to officiate, whatsoever your children have done, and those that need them to pray for the services, bless each one, Heavenly Father, in abundance to the glory of your name. May you, O God, give us revelation that whatsoever we put into your service, that the reward is waiting for us, Lord. May none of us lose our reward. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Yeah, even in the morning I was on behalf of the officers and ministers thanking the sister that as at that time it was a problem, but now it has come to pass. Yeah, we received the promises, and we have sent them to the appropriate places, and they did the right job. Yeah, they did the right job. They have settled down. May the Lord bless the sister. God bless you richly. There we just sing an hymn, and if thereafter the song leader want to sing 10 before they go, no while. But we'll check out of here almost immediately. 333. There is an unseen hand to me. 333. That hand will guide us to the right destination.